wrapping up a fun broadcast with Brent Smith. And I was going to say up Jersey Lily, but are you enjoying retirement now? Your official title?
I really haven't had a chance to enjoy it yet. It takes a little while. And, of course, I came up here and helped them put up all the bunting, you know, trying to support the new owners here and help them get on with the business.
So you're not getting paid, but you haven't quite gotten away from it yet.
Oh, actually, I have. They had a retirement party for me here a Thursday ago, and, of course, being as charming as I usually am, which I'm not notable for that, they asked me to say a few words, and I said, well, I am humbled by so many people arriving for this retirement party, but if you would have been here every night for the last 17 years and tipped me generously, we could have done this 10 years ago. That is my theory on that. And, of course, they all laughed and clapped and said, that is so like you. Which it is. I've always been kind of known for an acerbic wit.
I would agree with that. Yeah. What is the appropriate tip amount for bartenders today? Just make this clear.
On the average, I think 20% is a satisfactory amount. Of course, 50 is perfect.
Somewhere between satisfactory and perfect,
right,
is preferred.
Right.
So have you? Has Doug Ducey been up here? Any governors, any senators, any mayors?
They've all been here at some point, but then again, I probably have a certain opinion of a politician that is probably not as generous as most people's.
When you're back there and you're serving for a politician, do you ever just, you know, have to fight back that urge to maybe spike a little something extra in it?
No, I spike a little less in it because that way they want to talk to me a little less. I've had a couple of them who have said to me, you know, you are just brutally honest. And I say, you know what, I'm really being pretty nice because you don't know what I really think. And, of course, they all laugh. You know, they consider that part of the bar wit. But almost all politicians have been up here. Of course, Senator Steve Pierce, which was from the Las Vegas ranch here, he and I graduated from high school together, and Karen Fan. So I see all of those people, but I really don't consider them people of note because they're people I grew up with. So I don't really have that view of a lot of things. And, of course, a lot of the attorneys and mayors, everybody comes up here because we have a balcony where when they have anything on the square, you know, you have prime seating. And so, of course, you can enjoy that particular ambiance or ambivalence depending on how you feel about it. So.
Over the course of time, you'd mentioned the change in that 46 years. Is it going from a working town to more of a retirement town?
Absolutely.
What has that done to the square, or does it still just attract its own culture of itself?
No, I think everybody wants to come and see the square, and the square is what attracts most people to Prescott, and especially people from areas east of here. This reminds so many people of their hometowns, you know, because we have kind of that Courier and Ives vibe to the whole thing here. So, you know, it gives them that sense of hometownness and specialness that makes them all feel like they're somewhere important to them. And we appreciate that. It's nice for me to have that variation from regulars. So I can actually appreciate the fact that we do have a good tourist trade and a lot of new people who move here.
Has that kept it rowdy from people not being in town that are just in town to have a good time and leave the next day? Or
no, it's less rowdy now than it used to be because the liquor laws and the DUI laws and so many things have changed over the year. And, you know, there's so many more liabilities. When it was wide open, it was a completely different thing. Now any kind of trouble that happens here is just a different kind of – it just doesn't have the authentic vibe to it. It's just – kind of, I don't know what to say. I think it's more of our time and our culture has created the way things happen on Whiskey Row now. When they used to happen before, they happened authentically. Now I kind of feel like it's more a result of how things are in the world. You know, I don't get as kindly as I used to.
Now, with all the events that Prescott hosts, you'd mentioned Cinco de Mayo. There's the Frontier Days. We've got the Christmas party right now outside. They're getting ready to open up the Phippen Art Museum show here on the square.
Right.
Which of these events are your favorites, or do you feel brings the highest quality of people to the town?
I'll tell you one of the things that I like very much is Acker Night, which is the J.S. Acker Foundation, which provides musical scholarships to young people. And it is there are probably 130 businesses here that all have music. And they host people, and they collect music money for musical scholarships. I think last year they collected somewhere up of $26,000. And it's an all-volunteer staff. There are no paid anythings, no paid musicians. And it's only on the Friday night after the courthouse lighting. It's the next week, and it's from 5:30 to 8:30. And it's a, I think that is one of my favorite functions.
And that's what time of year?
That's at Christmas.
Okay.
Acker night, yeah. We have the courthouse lighting the first Saturday, and then the next Friday is Acker
night.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of my favorite things still. I get dressed up in a top hat and tails, and my friend Marianne gets on Victorian clothes, and we come out and meander along with all the singers and everything. It's fast. Like I said, it's 5:30, 8:30. But it's a tremendous organization here in Prescott.
That's a quick time frame to raise $26,000,
well,
too.
Well, there are over 100 places with musicians in them and a bag to put money in, so they get a lot of money. Yeah.
Wrapping up, is there anything we've left untouched?
No. I'm retired from Whiskey Row, but I'm probably not done with it yet.
So you plan to stay local in your retirement?
Oh, yes. I was raised here, and my mother, I moved my mother next door to me, and she was 89 last month. And so family's here. Everybody is here but one of us kids out of four kids. So my grandparents lived here. Everybody moved here when we came here. So.
You'll just get to enjoy the rest of it from the other side of the bar.
Exactly, exactly.
Brent Smith, we certainly appreciate your time. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Stay tuned. We're getting ready for the Outdoor Living Hour. It's the third Saturday of the month. We have Mr. Greg Peterson of the Urban Farm. He's bringing in Kari Spencer, going to talk about the peach harvest and how to preserve it.